Yes, hello, welcome. It's Aussie Tech Heads episode 462. It's good to see the cricket back. I tell you what, isn't it what? At the Gabba, yes, a good full day of cricket and Australia's blitzing it. And it's always good. So I'm sure we're all cricket fans around here. And it's been great. It is the 5th of November, so welcome. And thanks for joining us once again. We've got heaps of stories this week. There's been a mountain of stuff happening. So over the next hour, we're going to go through some of those things that have interested us this week. And some of them are quite great. Now, who we've got this week on the panel? We've got Will's in Evan's Head. So he's going all right, isn't he? Taking his baby.
Hang on a minute. Evan's Head, didn't he just have a baby?
I know. He's going all right just for, what, the baby must be under a week old.
Maybe. Well, it must be screaming its head off. I'm out of here. That's what he's thinking.
Well, it must be, or maybe he didn't go with the family. But geez, that is pretty big. That's big. Will, what are you doing? Is it going all right? All right. And Warlock, he's got tonsillitis or something. So I hope you
still.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I'm running with that. I don't know. Actually, tonsillitis. I ran out of time to contact him today. So apologies, Warlock.
If you're not back next week, I want to spread the rumor that he's got an STD.
Right. And that's Eric, of course. How you doing, Eric?
Hello, gentlemen.
And what's been going on with you?
I have been just busy, that's all.
Good, good. Good to hear.
Feeling a bit fluey today.
Oh, that's not good.
A couple of codrals and I should be okay.
All right, good stuff. And over there looks like Shane. Hey, Shane, welcome back again.
Hello, thanks for having me back. Happy Guy Fawkes, everybody.
What the hell's that?
Happy Guy Fawkes.
What's that?
Guy Fawkes night.
Hey?
The anonymous mask.
Yeah, 5th of November is Guy Fawkes night.
Never heard of it. Okay.
I'll Google it.
Okay. Oh, who's Guy Fawkes? I've sort of just heard of him. Is he?
He's the guy that wanted to blow up the British Parliament, and his mask, his face, is used by the anonymous hackers group. But before that, in Australia, we used to celebrate Guy Fawkes Night like they do in England.
So why do we celebrate the fact that he's a terrorist? Why do we do that?
Well, that might be why we don't do it anymore. But why do we celebrate Halloween? I mean, we pinched that from the Americans.
Yeah, well, some people don't. But still, it's not really. We didn't. Look, our street didn't do it. So I don't know. But anyway, that's.
Oh, our street did. It was massive.
Yeah, right. Really?
Yeah. I used to driving up and down trying to run people over.
Trying to get them in your little bonnet insignia.
That's
eyesight.
Right. Get the Mercedes badge right in their thigh.
Brand them. All right. Well, let's just thank ATH Web Hosting for their generous support of the show, which is us. And if you need some web hosting, go and find some at athwebhosting.com.au. Our nice affordable plans. We've got two servers now. We've opened up another one on another server just to give some breathing space. So, to keep things nice and fast. So they're based in Sydney. I was going to base another one in, say, Brizzy, but I thought, nah. Put in Sydney, close to the Telstra backbone and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, fast access, whatever. Anyway, talking of stuff, if you want to learn how to do a web page, just quietly, and you live in Queensland, you guys would have heard of lynda.com. Have you guys heard of lynda.com?
I have. Leo Laporte promotes lynda.com.
Yeah, well, a little known thing, apparently, is if you live in Queensland... Queensland residents have free access to more than 3,000 quality courses and 136,000 video tutorials for learning the latest commercial software, creative and business skills through lynda.com.
Is this a sponsor?
No. Okay. I bought it up because it's free.
It sponsors Leo's program, but yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, if you're in Queensland, you sign up to the State Library. There's links in the show notes. You sign up to the State Library. And you can then access the lynda.com library. So that's pretty good. I'm not sure if everything's there, but there's certainly a hell of a lot. So that was interesting, isn't it?
Why only Queensland?
Probably because the Queensland government pay for it, I suppose.
Well, makes sense, yeah.
I guess so. All right. Now, Eric, you told us you haven't changed your mind. You're definitely not going to the opening of the Microsoft store.
No. Not going. No,
can't twist you at all?
Not if 1,000 horses drag me there.
Right. Well, the Microsoft Band 2 has been revealed. You can only buy that there.
Oh, no.
Still not? No? Okay.
No. Well, I'd rather line up at my own funeral.
Right. Well, I'd like to line up at mine because that means I wouldn't be in the box.
That's right.
So the Microsoft 2 band has been revealed as yet another product to be sold, and it's sold exclusively through the Microsoft flagship store in Sydney. So you won't be able to get it anywhere else. So, Shane, if you need a Microsoft band, you're going to have to go to Sydney to get it.
I bet you I will buy one online.
I don't know. Is that a bad thing? Is that a good move? Do you reckon just making it available online and in one store in the country?
Because they're not Apple.
Yeah, they're trying to create a bit of hype, aren't they?
Yeah, they're trying to create a buzz.
Yeah.
You're not going to create a buzz over a bit of plastic strap that fits over your wrist. Sorry.
So this is opening the Microsoft store on 12th of November, so it's pretty soon. And is that the same day Channel 9 goes HD?
Oh, that'll Channel 9 goes on the 26th, but it's the day after Apple releases their iPad. So good luck getting people at your store.
Oh, really? Oh, they're hopeless. I wonder if... Oh, Apple wouldn't have cared about that. No. Not just for Sydney.
They do this all the time. Microsoft do this all the time. Oh, we're releasing the Surface after the iPhone just been released. No one cares. They've sucked all the oxygen out of the tech space. So
it'll be available in limited volumes for $379. So whoopee-doo. Bit cheaper than the iPad, I suppose, or the iWatch, whatever they call it. Now, the Band 2 also joins the Surface Book and the Surface Book Pro as items that can only be purchased physically through the store, through a Microsoft store. The tablet and notebook can be also purchased online.
Yeah, the Surface Pro and the Surface Book can be purchased online. I'm on their page now.
Now, celebrity guests have been booked to make appearances.
Surface Book looks like a MacBook.
Yeah, it's pretty nice. Probably just pretty as light, too.
Pretty nice.
Celebrity guests have been booked to make appearances, including personal training team Base Body Babes. Base Body Babes. Never heard of them. Sorry, Base Body Babes.
Oh, they're hopeless.
But I mean, like, yeah, celebrities. But anyway, they want to promote their band, I guess. Obviously, these girls must be, you know, pretty well known in the fitness industry. But anyway.
Somewhere in America, is it? Australia.
They will conduct a fitness workshop for the first 20 people to purchase a Band 2 on the day.
All the fat geeks lining up at the store, I don't think so.
It's not really the right crowd.
No, not really the right crowd.
Exactly. Opening day will climax with an evening.
Yeah, they will, because they've never seen a girl. They've been in their mother's basements all night. For their whole lives.
Opening day will climax with an evening performance by British pop singer Jessie J at the State Theatre just around the corner. Now, the first 750 customers through the door at the midday opening will score tickets to the concert. How good's that?
But no one cares about Jessie J.
Oh, The Voice. She was on The Voice, wasn't she? Is that same chick?
That doesn't mean anything, yeah. Same chick.
Yeah, I don't know what she sings.
Yeah, you know, it's not about the money.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad. Yeah. That's a good song.
Yeah, but she's a scrag.
She does Bang Bang.
Yeah, oh, yeah, she does. Yeah, that's a good song. Yeah, I know, Jessie J. Be worth flying to Sydney to be one of the first 750.
Oh, I don't think so.
I think that the State Theatre might be half empty. You reckon?
I think you'll probably be right.
They won't get 750 through the door.
Do you want to know what the price is for a Microsoft Surface Book? It basically looks like a MacBook Pro.
Oh, it'd be 2.5, 2.7.
Okay. Now, it's 512 gig version, Core Intel i7, 16 gig of RAM, $4,200. That's more expensive than a Mac with 1 terabyte drive.
Wow.
They're crazy.
So it's the Surface Pro.
Yeah. Microsoft Surface Book. So it's a laptop.
You can't take it apart.
Touchscreen laptop. No, you can't take it apart.
Yeah, no, I think it does. I think it does come apart.
It would have to, wouldn't it?
The Surface Book, does it? Oh, yes, it does. Okay, it does. My mistake. It looks nice. Looks very, very nice. But, Jesus, $4,000.
We've got, for Live in the Lounge, Dom Brown in Oz. He's suggesting that it's the price is high because the dedicated GPU puts it up.
But don't the Macs have a dedicated GPUs as well? I'm sure mine has.
Not in each half.
Not in each what? Oh, in each half. Yeah, I'm with you. Okay.
All right. Well, there you go. I don't think I'll be spending $4,500.
No.
$1,000. That's just a little bit too rich for me.
It's nice, though.
Come with Windows 10?
That's the 512. Now, if you go down to 128, 8 gigabyte, 128.
No.
It's $2,299.
No. Look, I tossed. I ummed and ahed. Look, my main desktop, I put in a 128 SSD, and I found that was too small.
You need minimum 250, I reckon.
Now I've got 256. Laptop, same thing. I thought 128. Look, I know that that's okay. It's not going to store stuff, but it's, you know, I still want it to be usable. I don't want it to struggle and be restricted.
Yeah.
So I think you really need 256. But what's the difference between 128 and 256 anyway? Like retail, it's even, what, not even probably $100 or maybe $100. Let's say $100. So,
The Surface Pro 4, the high spec one, i7-512, 16 gig RAM, is $3,400. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy talk.
And Apple's coming out with a tablet next week. Okay, let's compare apples with apples. They got 128 gig, 4 gig RAM, right, i5. That's $1,499. Apple's iPad next week will come in at exactly that.
Yeah. So look, the Apple TV still hasn't taken my fancy.
No.
I see they got some new NFL whoopie-doo thing on there. I think BBC in England, they're going to put their iPlayer on there. Whether or not that's going to filter around the world, I don't know.
Yeah, but I can watch BBC on my laptop and just send it to the Apple TV.
Yeah, yeah. You can't really do that on a PC, though.
No, you cannot. On an Apple, on a MacBook, you can, yes.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, the latest Apple TV probably is a bit too much. It's probably too much because it's moving more towards a computer, you know, rather than a dumb little box.
I know why they've done it. Apple have got a bad habit or good habit, depending on where you stand, on releasing something that has miles and miles of potential, but keeping it empty. So they get the early adopters to buy it at an exorbitant price. Then they'll start filling it with games and other things and whatnot. And then the price will come down, and that's when I'll buy it.
Mm.
I'm not an early adopter sucker.
Yeah, well, I'd like to be an early adopter. I have
a lot of hope too, but I'm not an idiot that I'm going to pay over the odds.
Yeah, and I think we're pretty all agreed on with the Apple Watch. Like, none of us here bought one.
Oh, shocking. Okay, in the chat room there, anyone interested in an Apple Watch or anyone's got an Apple Watch, just put your hand up or type something. Nope, no one, no one. See?
Mm.
100% of Australians don't want an Apple Watch.
I think, the only one person I know with an Apple Watch is Michael from the Aussie Mac Zone.
Oh, he loves his watch.
Yeah.
Loves his watch.
But he's an Apple certified Apple repairer.
Oh, so yeah, but get a room.
He has to be up to the date with all these things. He might get a watch to repair. Who knows? All right.
So it's a tax deduction.
Yeah, well, exactly. Why not?
It would be for him.
And Baz, on your Baz, take 10% off. Thanks for coming. All right. Try and nullify that Apple tax. Shane, what have you found for us this week?
I think I'm going to steal your thunder by starting with this one, but that's all right. I'll do it anyway. You'll only be able to buy a Windows 7 or 8.1 PC for one more year. Microsoft has announced that from the 31st of October 2016, PC manufacturers won't be able to sell new computers with the aging Windows 7 or 8.1 operating systems. Instead, they will have to come pre-installed with Windows 10. Microsoft usually puts such restrictions in place, but it typically leaves 2 years of breathing space between launching the new operating system and ending the previous one. But obviously, in this case, they've done a quicker turnaround.
Yes, so it is. Look, Windows 7's been out for a while, so you probably half expect that it's going to be retired.
How long has it been out for?
Well, came out 2009. October 2009.
Isn't that long ago?
Yeah, so what's that? 6 years.
So, yeah, because I like Windows 7. Windows 8 was rubbish.
Have you still got a 7?
No, all 10s now.
Yes, I think that's probably the best way to go. What are you doing, Shane? You got 7s, 10s, 8s?
The only 7 I've got is my son's PC because apparently some of the games don't work on a 10. Although I don't know how he knows that. But, yeah, apparently that's why he hasn't upgraded yet.
Yeah,
because the license that he stole off the internet won't let him.
Yes. What's that you're drinking there, Shane?
I couldn't be stuff going out of the car to get any Coke thingy, so I've got cola beer.
Cola beer?
Yeah.
I've never seen the can. I've never... Right, okay, Kirk's cola beer.
Sounds like diabetes around the corner, I reckon.
I haven't drunk it for years.
Yeah, right.
I remember why. It's been years.
All right. Windows 8 PC sales must end 1st of July next year. Windows 7 Professional and Windows 8.1 can no longer be pre-installed on new computers from 1st of November 2016. Look, I haven't seen a Windows... Oh, it's Windows 7 Professional, I suppose.
Have you been into a bank lately?
Oh, I don't peer and see what they're doing.
Oh, they're all running. Expensive.
But I haven't. I don't go to banks. Do you still go to banks?
No, only when clients send me checks, idiots.
Oh, that doesn't that give you the heebie-jeebies?
I've got one in my wallet, been there for a week.
I know.
I hate it.
You say, oh, look, why don't you just deposit it at the ATM? Can you do that?
Oh, yeah, but, you know, I couldn't be bothered because knowing me, I'll get it wrong and someone will get my money.
Mm. Well, I went to the NAB ATM not too long ago, deposited a check in there, and it scans the check and prints a copy of it on your receipt now. How good's that? Like a little on your, you know, your receipt after you deposit.
Yeah.
There's a little image of the check that you've.
So you can do that at the ATM, or do you have to go inside the branch?
No, at the ATM.
Okay.
Yeah.
Along with Westpac, I wonder if they're up to speed.
Don't know. You have to go and try it out. But oh,
NAB. I just hate checks. God.
Yeah. Look, it's a waste of time. A lady said today, I rang up the NAB today and I was doing some security questions. She goes, "What was the last check that you put through the account?" I said, "What's a check?" What are you serious? I said, there are no checks. I don't even have a checkbook. She goes, correct answer.
I've got a question here. Dom Brown asked me, Eric, why do ATMs charge? Because they can.
Did you see, now that, this is getting off track, but you know that ME Bank? The ME Bank, I think, which is owned by NAB.
It is.
Now, I've seen adverts on the TV saying no ATM charges. So there. So, Dom, if you want no ATM charge, you're going to have all that ME Bank.
ING doesn't charge either.
Yeah, but it's too hard to get money in and out of.
Why? You just transfer money in.
It's too hard. You want to put money into your account, you've got to wait 2 days. You don't. Well, yes, you do.
I don't. I transfer money over there every week.
It takes 2 days to hit.
No. It goes out on Sunday. It's there Monday morning.
Yeah, okay. I don't know. I don't bank with ING. My wife does, and I'm pretty sure it takes her a little bit of a lag time. But anyway, who cares?
Maybe she's writing checks.
She might be. I might have to check that.
You know who writes? You know who? Look, what I do, everything gets paid automatically, right? Just, you know, get on the computer, pay this, pay that, whatever, right? Mm. And then every now and again, well, not every now and again, quite often, I'll need to set up a trust for someone. And you've got to pay stamp duty, right?
Yeah.
And it's $500, you believe it, it's $550 to the New South Wales government to set up a trust. It's such a rip-off, on top of everything else they've just paid me.
Yeah.
And they won't accept anything but a check.
Yeah, right.
So I can't even get, registered to have online registration with them, nothing.
So you've got to have a check. You can't send them anything but a check. So if you don't have a checkbook, you can't open a trust.
Well, the only reason I've got a checkbook here is so I can send the stamp duty office the money so that they can stamp the trust deed and send it back to me.
Yeah, right.
That's it.
Yeah, right. I don't know what's going on there. But anyway, that's crazy. Well, anyway, look, I think we might have just lost Shane.
No, I'm here.
Oh, no, we've lost your video.
Really?
You must have bad internets tonight.
Yes. Are you on the NBN yet, Shane?
No, not yet. Oh, hang on, let me do this.
See, we've just got a face.
Is that better?
No. Yes, good, you're back. All right. Now, look, speaking of checks and banking and all that good stuff, BPAY is a step closer to instant payments. So that's pretty good. That'll tickle your fancy, Eric.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, that sounds good news to me. Mm. Now, you know, as you know, BPAY is a bit of a lag, isn't there? A day?
There's 2 days sometimes, depending on who you're paying.
So now the facility, the people who own the BPAY says that it wants to shift the emphasis away from BSB and account numbers, relying instead on personal identifiers like phone numbers and email addresses to let consumers immediately transfer funds to and from their bank accounts. Now, look, everyone's getting scared, I reckon, that they see the Apple Pay coming in and, you know, there's all these, what they call the, what do they call it? The new payment platform, the NPP, new payments platform. Everyone's Apple's doing it, and they've got to get in there and stop Apple, you know, from taking over. Because once that gets a hold, they'll be the kings of it.
Well, they'll be here soon with American Express. Is their first stop, and Visa got their noses out of joint apparently, and said, "Oh well, you know, we'll just come up with our own system. We don't need Apple Pay." Yeah, we'll see.
Well, they might be, you know, putting some funds behind this BPay thing. Who knows? But it's the first overlay service set to inhabit the billion dollar new payment platform, which is backed by the Reserve Bank. It's been developed by the New Payment Platform Australia Limited and its 12 participant in financial institutions, including the banks, the major banks. Now, the new platform is expected to come online in 2017, second half. And the instant payment service will accelerate the move away from checks, good old checks, and cash towards digital payments. Now, building this infrastructure, obviously, big task. They don't just go in and just go instant payment. I don't know why it would be such a big task. Like, they transfer over at the clearinghouse every night. I don't know why they can't just speed that up a bit. Remember, you used to go into the Commonwealth Bank if you wanted to change an address. You had to send a bit of paper away to Sydney. You had to punch it in manually.
Then why does it still take 3 days for a check to clear, for example?
Well, the whole reason, I suppose, is because they got to check signatures. That's, you know, got to make sure.
Yeah, but that's all automated now. In the old days, when you and I used to work in the bank, that's where you'd flick through the checks at the end of the night, remember?
Hmm.
Yeah, they don't have to do that now. That's all fed through a machine.
Because remember when I was there at the NAB, this is quite a while ago now, that was my job at the branch. $1,000, just had to flick through just to make sure of a presence of a signature. Yeah. And then over $1,000, had to go and check it.
And check it, the signature, that's right.
But you got to know the signatures, then you...
But that's all digitized now. Everyone's customer cards are all digitized, and when the check goes through, it just scans it. It's like just very quick. It's like iris scanners.
Yeah. Yeah.
So why does it take 3 days? I don't get it.
Well, I think, I don't know, but in the old days, I suppose the check has to, say, get checked, and then isn't there like a legal time frame for the check to be dishonored? So, and the check has to be sent back to the person if it's going to be dishonored.
Yeah,
so there's a time frame.
Return to sender and all that.
Yeah, so there's a posting day time frame, postage frame there, so maybe that. But anyway, going back to the BPay, it's been a substantial undertaking for the sector. The process already delayed once. Apparently it was scheduled to go live next year, but the deadline was pushed back after 5 of the original 17 banks and payment providers funding the process pulled out. Didn't like it. Went wah.
Wah.
Wah, wah, wah. Now, keep just with the theme. Look, let me do one more with the theme of money. And it's, now I'm sure, is the Blab, we stream live Thursday nights through Blab. And I'll post a link up in the aussietechheads.com.au/live chat room there thing. So if you go there, and you'll be able to see the link to the Blab each week. But is the audio coming through the Blab?
If I get it's coming through. Yes, I am Dom Brown in Oz.
Yeah, cool.
All right, we'll be getting an iPad Pro.
I think there was a couple of comments there, no audio, but doesn't matter. It looks like it's all good. So moving on with my other money little story. Now, I don't know if you guys heard through, you know, well, the Melbourne Cup was on. I didn't have a win. Put a tenner on it for the first time in years. Put a tenner on.
I didn't put anything on it.
Yeah, and my horse, I think it might have just finished tonight. So it was a bit slow. But anyway, the chick, I don't know if you heard about the chick Chantel from Perth, down your way, Shane.
Yeah, stupid woman. Well,
what did she do?
Well, this is probably just a bit of a warning, if you want to take it as one, for what not to do. Like, I wouldn't have thought about stuff like this. But anyway, Chantel from Perth, I've got a picture of her here, those looking on the video. She won. She won 100-1. She had the money on the Prince of Penzance in the Melbourne Cup. She won $900. So she got excited. She got ecstatic. She took a selfie with her and the ticket. And one of her friends on Facebook blew the ticket up, copied it, printed it, copied it, raced to the TAB and cashed it with the barcode.
Well, what a nice friend.
Yeah. She had a picture of the barcode on a ticket and someone's printed it out and went and cashed it. That's pretty.
But that's a friend of hers on Facebook.
Well,
what sort of friends you got?
Yeah, we can have what people are like. They just accept anything. But like the coppers are on, they'll find someone. So because a quote from her, she wrote on Facebook to the lowlife, who is obviously my friend on Facebook and used my photo to claim our winnings. You're a massive dick. You ruined my day.
Yeah, massive. I'd definitely punch them in the throat.
It doesn't necessarily have to be one any of her direct Facebook friends, because if one of those friends had shared it and so on and so on and so on, it could have been anyone.
Mm, yeah.
And there's the problem with Facebook. It's full of douchebags.
Yeah. So anyway, just make sure you don't put up whatever. Be careful what you're putting up, I suppose.
Anyway, say that this person
and never post your boarding pass either. That's another thing that's been going around. People going, hey, look where I'm going, showing off and got their boarding pass with a barcode on it. Good on you.
Yeah, what? So, but you get to the airport and they say, oh, no, someone, you've already checked in. Yeah, no, I haven't. They just go and pull them off.
But a lot of them, that's true, but still. Because, no, apparently, on those barcodes, you can get readers that it's got all your information on there.
Yeah, so okay.
Your barcode holds your Qantas Club membership, your thingos, and other than that, everyone knows you're away, so let's rob your house. Hello.
Yeah, true. Fair enough. Yeah, fair enough. That's another one. I know when you go to clubs, you go to the RSL or something like that, you sign in.
Yes.
I don't actually put my address.
No.
Because I know I knew someone that knew someone, shall we say, that...
worked at the door and decided to scam everyone that was logged in.
No, yeah, they just go into the... Even like just some scammer walks off the street. Yeah, hi, how are you going? I'm coming in the club. Gets into the book. Oh, yeah, a couple of houses close by. Memorises the addresses. Well, they're at the club, so...
Yeah, see you later.
Bang.
Yeah.
See you later.
Put a PO box down.
Yes. All right, Shane, what else have you got to talk about?
All three of us have recently moved. We just put our old address down.
Yeah, I just put Chug and Tip. Yeah.
All right, the next story I'll do is Google will let artificial intelligence reply to your email. Google is putting a different twist on the concept of automated reply with a new tool that aims to write artificially intelligent responses to your email. The technology is part of the update of Google's Inbox app, which is different to the Google Gmail app. For managing and organizing email. Google says that it has created a program that identifies which incoming emails merit quick responses and then figures out the appropriate wording. Up to three choices will be offered to as a reply before it's sent, and these responses are supposed to help Google computers learn which one works best. The new feature is available to all consumers who use the free version of Inbox, as well as the more than 2 million businesses who pay for the Google suite of applications designed for work. Google unveiled Inbox a year ago and as a more sophisticated alternative to its more popular Gmail service.
Have you tried Inbox?
No, I didn't even know it was a separate or different thing until I read this story.
Yeah, really?
What's the login for it?
I think it might be just Inbox. If you type Google Inbox, you'll get it. Okay. But look, I've tried it. It looks nice and fancy, but it just got a bit too much for me. I had to give it a miss. Went back. Look, I pimped out my Gmail so it looks like Outlook, as you know if you listened to a few shows. So I don't know. Look, the most helpful thing I found was only this week. I've always wanted a little to-do list, and I finally found one. What's it called? It's called the to-do list, I think.
A lot of imagination when you do that, no.
Todoist. So
it's just an app.
Yeah, Todoist. But you can get it on your Chrome, a Chrome extension. You can get it on your app or a desktop. It's Todoist. It's really good. It's really good. All right. Now let me go back right up the top here. Let's pick another one out off the table. Now Amazon. Oh, Shane, take special note. Amazon opens a physical bookshop. That's a bit of a strange thing, isn't it?
I don't think it's what they contacted me for.
Yeah. No, that was that overdue bill. Now Amazon is set to open its first physical bookstore in Seattle next week. The in-store and online prices of books are the same as what they would be on the online. The store will have an option to test drive Amazon's devices such as the Kindle, Echo, Fire TV and Fire tablets. So that's all right, isn't it? Yeah, look, they even got reviews from online for the physical
books.
Yeah, it
looks all right. I'd sit there and have a cup of coffee, be a hipster, grow a beard, get some tats.
Jump it, get involved. Just get involved. Now, do I have... Oh, there. Look, there's my other one. That's what I was looking for. There's my other photo. There we go. The review for the book above it.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. So, oh, look, I've also got the top five tablets of last quarter. Now, remember, there's been, you know, you hear the stories every quarter, you know, that Apple's iPad losing momentum, it's, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it's because I would imagine that the tablets don't refresh as often as the phones, so yes. People aren't buying new ones.
They're more ebb and flow, the iPads.
Hmm. Anyway, the top five tablet vendors for the last quarter has been, I don't know, unveiled, released, or accumulated. Now, coming in at number five is Huawei. 3.7% share, equates to 1.8 million tablets last quarter. So I've never heard of a Huawei tablet.
No, me neither. It must be Android.
It probably would be, yes. Now, that 1.8 million tablets in the third quarter is a whopping 147.9% improvement over this same quarter last year.
So they must have only sold 500,000 tablets last year.
Yeah.
The third quarter last year.
Yeah. Company number four is Asus with 4%. 1.9 million. Geez, they're small percentages, aren't they?
Oh, they are, aren't they?
Yeah, like they're you wouldn't even bother. Lenovo, 6.3%.
Is that the one you've got?
Well, mine's not a tablet. Mine's
what would yours be called?
What's
it's a laptop.
It's a laptop, and it just folds back onto itself. So it's like a convertible or a
two-in. But it's a touchscreen, right?
Yeah, it's like a two-in-one.
Right.
I think they call them, the technical term, a two-in-one. So there's a two-in-one, but anyway, the Lenovo tablet, they have got, Lenovo's got dedicated tablets running Windows and Android, or, if you know what I mean. Now, they've got a 6.3% market share last quarter, 3.1 million units, 0.9% growth. Samsung number two, 16.5%, as you would imagine, with 8 million shipments. Now, coming in at number one, is our good old Apple. 20.3%, 9.9 million iPads, 19.7% dip compared to last year. But I mean...
Until you wait till the MaxiPad comes out.
Yeah, well, that's right. It's going to be good. Now, you look at... It's got a full-size keyboard on it, on screen, they reckon.
What's that?
The MaxiPad.
Yeah, it does.
The iPad Pro. Yeah, that's all right.
And it's got the physical keyboard, too, with the magnetic connectors.
Are you getting the pen?
Yep, I'm getting the whole lot.
You love it. You love it.
Getting a whole lot.
Now, look, when you add those top five up, like I found this interesting because you got Apple 20%, then 16%, 6%, 4%, 3%. Where's the rest?
Yeah, that's true. Oh, Microsoft.
Yeah, but they're not top five. So what have you got like another 1,000 different brands that make up?
Well, Sony.
Yeah,
you know, all the dodgy Chinese brands. Everyone's buying 100 here, 100 there.
Yeah, yeah, I guess so. Like little Harvey Norman $90 ones.
Yeah.
And all Audi.
You know, the ones that they're giving away at, if you subscribe to, the Daily Telegraph.
Mm. Yeah, so I suppose that's a lot of, there's a lot of unknown ones, isn't there? A lot of unknown ones.
Yeah, well, they must be pretty rubbishy.
Mm. Now, did you hear Microsoft and their OneDrive? You could sign up to Office 365, unlimited space.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, not anymore.
What do you mean?
Well, unlimited. Unlimited doesn't mean unlimited. They got the craps. People were storing videos up there. Some people had 75 terabytes or something.
Oh, they can be unlimited.
Yeah. So
see, the abusers always wreck it for everyone, don't they?
But I mean, someone, you know, why not take them at their word? It's unlimited.
Well, that's what they said.
You know, it obviously not unlimited, like everything else in the world.
That's right.
So
unlimited bandwidth, not really.
That's right. So expect a downgrade, Eric.
Well, I've got 15 gig.
Right.
For free.
Yep. So Microsoft has downgraded the data limit for its cloud storage OneDrive. So the current plan will now be capped at 1 terabyte.
Oh, no, hang on. I've got 16 gigs because I've got 3 gig and I've got another gig for my Office 365 subscription. And I've got 15 gigs that I can put photos on.
I'm not sure if that's staying.
Well, I've still got it.
Yeah, it's going to take a while to come off. But the current unlimited plan is now capped at 1 terabyte. Free accounts will be reduced from 15 gig to 5 gig for both new and existing customers, subscribers.
Oh, that sucks.
The 15 gig bonus for users that activate auto backup of camera photos has been abandoned.
Dun-dun.
So they've gone from unlimited hunky-dory, unlimited...
To a slap in the face.
To really just screwing you.
That's 5 gig. I got more than that on Dropbox.
Well, apparently their OneDrive blog has been smashed with negative comments. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah. Like, they can't go. They shouldn't have gone from unlimited to 1 terabyte. They probably shouldn't have done it. They probably should have said, all right, I don't know what they should have done, but maybe a couple of terabytes. If you've got more than 2 terabytes, you're probably not doing the right thing.
Well, if you're storing more than 1 terabyte up there, you're trying to hide something, I reckon.
Yeah. But I suppose, you know, like you might have a lot of DVDs and you've ripped them all to your PC and you think, well, I want to make a backup. I'm going to put them up in the cloud. Microsoft's got unlimited. Is that fair?
But it might be illegal.
But anyway, why?
Because you've ripped DVDs for a start.
But you're able to. You rip them to another format for your own use.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but I think you actually have to then have that other copy within your own.
Yeah, oh yeah, you got to keep it. You got to keep the original. Yeah. So Microsoft is in their blog. Since we started to roll out our unlimited cloud storage to Office 365 consumer subscribers, a small number of users backed up numerous PCs. Oh, heaven forbid, that's what it's for.
Why'd you back up your PC?
Yeah, well, that's what it's for, isn't it? You want to back up stuff. So anyway, numerous PCs. Maybe just had a whole hunk of Windows 10 images up there. We can't handle it. Backed up numerous PCs and stored entire movie collections and DVR recordings.
Oh, well done.
In some instances, this exceeded 75 terabytes per user, or 14,000 times the average. So what I want to know... Okay, so people got 75 terabytes. How does Microsoft know? Isn't all this supposed to be like your own little private storage? So how does Microsoft know that these are videos? Are they looking in and see what you're
algorithm.
Doing?
Algorithm.
But they're looking in to see what you're doing.
Probably the file extension.
Yeah, they've probably got a bot that scans.
But should they be able to do that?
Well, didn't they have a look at your pictures and you got in trouble?
They certainly did. Yeah, I'll retell my story for those that didn't hear. Is a couple of years ago now, you know, I took a picture of the kids in the bath and I put it...
Oh, you sick bastard.
And it uploaded as part of this, you know, auto-upload from the phone business. And then, I got an email saying, take it down. You know, it's promoting pornography, child porn. I went, well, come on. How did you guys know?
Yeah, you big creepo.
You got one of those guys that is going to attend the Microsoft opening sitting in front of the computer looking for child porn.
They've got an algorithm that scans at their drives. They'd have to.
Look, that's what happens.
A person couldn't, he wouldn't get through it. Wouldn't be enough time in the day.
Oh, no, of course not. Seriously, I'm just mucking around. Seriously, yes, there would be. And as Shane said, they'd probably gone, oh, look at all these MKBs. Look at all these VOBs. Look at all these MP4s, whatever. Ha-ha!
Exactly.
Gotcha. All right. Shane, you got another story. I know you have.
I do. I've only got one more, so this is my last one. And I think this is the beginning of the end. This company doing this is kind of a point in time, point in history that we're all going to... Remember, it'll be like, you know, where were you when we landed on the moon? Where were you when printers die? It'll be, where were you when this company did this? Ooh. Cheap PC parts giant Newegg is now shipping to Australia. US online tech retailer Newegg is now shipping from Australian distributors to Australian addresses, and its prices even look pretty damn competitive. Newegg has been shipping its items to its international warehouse to Australian customers since September, which I didn't realise, last year, but now it ships from Australian distributors, decreasing shipping costs. Deals with Australian PC component importers and distributors means that Newegg is able to offer competitive prices. And they had an example in the article, which is it's $449 deal for the MSI Radeon R390 graphics card is around about $50 cheaper than the average Australian price. You know, better than a poking the stick with a poking the eye with a blunt stick.
Yeah, well, I suppose, you know, like these, yeah, like it seems to be happening all over the show, doesn't it, Ben? You got your poor little computer shop that's down in the burbs somewhere with a little tile roof and brick walls. They just can't match these sort of prices, can they?
No, because they don't buy in bulk.
That's right. Yeah, they don't bulk. You know, some of the wholesalers, they don't even want to talk to you if you don't spend so much.
Exactly. How many you want to order, mate? Oh, 100? Nah, ring someone else.
Mm. Yeah, so there's not enough. There's not a lot of profit in these things, I'll tell you. So, I suppose that's the way it's going. The little computer shop's going to go the way of the DVD.
The videos.
The videos. Yeah, that's right.
Blockbuster. Remember Blockbuster? They were everywhere. Yeah. They were everywhere.
And Video Easy.
Video Easy were everywhere.
There's another one, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, something else. There was something else that happened through the week, and I thought, I think it might have just been all those cab licenses. You know, you just
and my birthday.
And yes, that's right. You did have a birthday through the week.
Monday, I think.
Yeah, I think it might have been. I think it might have been.
What's today? It was second, whatever day that was.
Fifth, the fourth. The second. Third?
Monday.
That's right. Monday.
There you go.
Monday.
And I was hoping that they'd release the iPad Pro on that day. I would have gone down a shop and lined up like a geek. But now I have to wait.
And spat on the Microsoft store as you walked out.
Yeah, I would have. I would have done a big brown eye at the Microsoft store.
They would have said, oh, look, there goes another Apple iPad Pro customer.
Yeah, another happy Apple customer. See you later.
Now, Newegg, they got a lot of good videos. They do have a good little information service there on YouTube. I would suggest if you're looking for computer parts, go and suss their little site out. They review everything, don't they?
Yeah, like, you might need a new video card, everything. Glenn, so you might want to give them a look in.
I need a new sound card. I know that.
Okay.
Before the show, I had audio issues, and I said, oh, look, I'll try and fix it up then, because last week we had a few audio issues, especially on the video. It came out a bit all dodgy. And so anyway, I started flipping around, just twisting little cords, in the sound card, and it blue screened the PC. I had to reboot. I had to open it up. I had to reseat the sound card. But fair enough, it was only like a $15 sound card. So I'm going to have to buy another one. I've got to buy a new mixer.
$15?
Yeah, they're not expensive if you want something that don't work properly.
Well, that's true. You pay peanuts, you'll get monkeys, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, that's been going all right for a little while. So it's just, yeah. What else is crazy? This was crazy. Apparently, an NRL player was sacked after email autofill fail. Now that's the headline. Now what's happened is there was a NRL player. Now who was he? He was Martin Taupau. Now
never heard of him. He must never will now.
He must have been. He was playing for the Tigers, I think. From what I can gather, and he was in negotiations moving to Manly, but it was all hush hush. Negotiations. They get to the little pointy end, and everyone's sort of finding out what each other wants, and it gets to the pointy end. And anyway, so a copy of his contract, of his Manly contract, was emailed to the wrong person. It was emailed to a person in Canada, I think it was.
They love rugby in Canada.
Yeah, so because when you start typing in the two box, it'll come up and go two, and it starts auto filling. So anyway,
it's only based on people that you've emailed before, though.
Well, that's right. So obviously, this Jay Kelly who got the email has been emailed before by whoever sent it. But anyway, this Jay Kelly received the email and put it on Twitter, didn't he? Like, really? No. Good on you. So anyone come over, and he tweeted, anyone cover the New Zealand Rugby League and want the contract of Martin Taupau that was just emailed to me by accident. So, okay, so he's admitted it's by accident. Now, he then announced also on Twitter that says, breaking, Martin Taupau signed 3-year deal with Manly Warringah, 2016 to 2019. Now, he further declined to comment after Fairfax Media and Manly Seagull said the lawyers onto him. Contacted him, And then he tweets, "Hey there," I don't even know what this word means, but I'm not a very good linguistical person, but someone will tell me. Yeah, Antipodean. Antipodean? Antipodean. Antipodean. But anyway, he tweets, "Hey there, Antipodean, rugby enthusiast."
Hang on a minute. Antipodean?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What?
Nothing.
Is it something rude?
No.
Oh.
It just describes someone from Australia. That's what it means.
Is that what it means? Mm-hmm. Antipodean?
Yeah.
Why does that mean someone from Australia?
Look it up.
I will. Anyway, hey there, Antipodean rugby enthusiast. Thanks for all the interest. I'm done playing at Kiwi Leagues now and off to review a play. But anyway, what I thought about this story is, do you think it's right that he got this by mistake and then
no, it's not right. He's got to have some discretion and some ethics and use his better judgment. He's a douchebag.
Now, if you get an email, and more than likely you know, you've seen at the bottom of the email footer where it says, you know, if this is not...
You received this in error. Yeah.
That's right, blah, blah, blah. Now, Eric, do you think that would stand... Is that like a legal thing?
No, nothing legal about it. But you might have a moral obligation, and if you were a decent human being with a brain in your head, you wouldn't release anything like that.
Mm.
I wouldn't.
No.
I'd probably ring the guy up and say, "Hey, mate, you know, if you give me $1,000, I won't release it." No, I'm joking. Yeah, you'd ring him up and say, "Look, buddy, you've sent this to me by mistake.
Yeah.
I want to delete it out of your sent box, and I'll just delete it out of this end."
Mm.
It's just wrong. You know, I don't know the difference between right and wrong.
But it's some people, like, you know, they just can't handle it, can they? They get a little bit of goss that no one knows.
Oh, they
about.
Want their 15 minutes of fame. Oh, I'm breaking news, you know. I'm now a journalist. No, you're not. You're a lucky thief.
Mm. But do you think that, would that be like, would you liken that to receiving stolen goods? Say, unknowingly even? So because he could have cost this guy, like, a lot of money and a lot of ground in the contractual...
Well, it wasn't stolen. The guy that had access... to the files, had legitimate access to the files.
Yes.
He just happened to send it to the wrong person.
Yes.
The guy that received it, well, it was an accident. It's like if you receive something in the mail that sort of gone next door. You haven't committed anything.
But what about if you receive a counterfeit note and you spend it? Are you...
Well, if you receive some money in the post and you know it's not yours, it should have gone next door. You know, someone was stupid enough to send cash through the post, for example.
Yeah.
You're not, by accepting it, you've done nothing illegal, but if you spent it, it's not really yours, is it?
No. Well, it would.
Because the envelope wasn't addressed to you, but you've spent the money.
Mm. But it would go back to, what about liken that then a bit further and say a mysterious deposit in your bank account, you spend it, the bank gets all antsy about that sort of stuff. They get it back.
Yeah, they do get antsy.
Yeah.
So I reckon it's this. If it was addressed to you... and it was a mistake, it's cash, you might think it is just a windfall.
True, fair enough.
If it was addressed to someone else and you
stealing.
Got delivered to you by accident and you spent it, then you're a criminal.
Hmm.
So how apply that to this email, and what do we get?
Well, it's been sent to the wrong address. Because it would have been dear ABC.
Yes, it has been sent wrong, but the address, it's been addressed to him. Now, if it's, for example, if the email address was bob@knobhead.com, right?
Yes.
But it should have gone to bob@foreskin.com.
Right.
Right? And on the letter it said, "Dear Bob, here's that contract we've been talking about." Right? So it was addressed to the correct Bob, but it was sent to the wrong Bob.
Yes.
Then he might have a case.
But I think they're probably not. That's probably not worth, unless there was some serious coin involved or lost, or, you know, whatever, or ground lost in the contract.
Look, he probably could have been sued for releasing confidential information that he had no right to.
I'm sure there'd be something. Now, look, while you were talking those good domain names, Eric, I brought up the domain name search, and I just wanted to tell you that knobhead.com is taken.
Right. By a knobhead.
Probably. Now, your other one that you mentioned.
Yes.
Is also taken.
What a surprise.
Mm.
It's by the same person.
The other one that is... yep. The other ones that are taken are foreskin.club.
Foreskin, oh, yeah. Foreskin, that's a club I want to be a member of.
Foreskin.tv. Foreskin.tv. Foreskin.online.
What, you're selling them like calamari?
Yes. So there you go. You can go and get them. Go hard.
No, go hard. Good one. Good pun.
Now go hard. See what comes out. Now, Shane.
Sorry, Dom Brown and Oz. We're just off track here because Glenn likes talking about calamari.
Now, Shane, what are your thoughts on the emails? Should he have released it?
No, that's probably where he's broken the law. The fact that he's got it and all that kind of stuff was, yeah, not his fault. But, yeah, the fact that he's then forwarded it on and in such a public kind of forum, because, yeah, it's the confidentiality part about now every Tom, Dick and Harry knows how much that player's getting paid.
That's right. Now, Xbox One is to get Windows 10. So we're all excited.
Sort of.
All excited about that.
No, I don't know. I bet you it slows it down and it crashes it.
Oh, no. Look, Microsoft have got it sorted. They're right. So the new software, it's coming on the 12th of November, so not long to wait. It's featuring an
day
all...
after the iPad.
Yeah, featuring an all-new look as well as functionality. Look, the write-up is good. Like, I don't have an Xbox One. I've got an Xbox 360. But...
I've got an Xbox One.
Oh, all right, yeah. What, do you play it, Eric, or is it for the kids?
No, it's mainly for the kids. I have played it.
You got the gold membership?
Yes.
Do you get the free games every month?
Oh, do you? You get free games every month, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
More with gold. Yes.
More with gold.
You get them on the Xbox 360, you get one game each, or two games, one on the 1st of the month and one on the 16th of the month.
So what do you do to get it? You log in and it comes up on the screen and says your game for this month is?
I go into, on Xbox 360, it's under More with Gold. And then you go into it, and then they're trying to flog you a game half price. But then there's you go across a bit, and then there's an Xbox 360 game. And there's also, I found that there's two Xbox One games. So you can actually go in and say purchase the Xbox One games, because you go through the purchase, you go through the cart sort of thing.
But it comes up as free.
So you're still tagging your tag that you've got that game. So when you say, if I did get an Xbox One, I'm already tagged to get that. But,
Because
I don't really play it. But I
haven't logged in for a while.
Yeah, well, I think it's the 1st and the 16th of each month.
We've got the, you know, that what do you call that thing, that camera they've got at the top there?
Connect.
The Connect thing?
Yeah.
So I've worked out that I can just go through the screen using my hands.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Just flick it, next page, next page.
Hmm.
Then you just grab it and place it over there.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
When my son first created his account, he put, I don't know if he did it accidentally or whatever, but he basically put a different date of birth in to what he really is.
Yeah.
So he's actually 17, but the thing thinks he's, like, younger than that. So everything that all his friends can do without any problem, he's got to get me to approve him.
Oh, yeah, because he's underage. Well done.
Yeah.
So can't he change his age?
No, you can't change his date of birth.
Yeah, right. No.
Once you've set up your username and your login, you're stuck with it.
I know they charge you $10 to change your tag, your username.
Yeah, yeah.
Why?
You're allowed to change your tag a number of times.
Yeah.
Before you have to pay.
Why would they want to charge you to?
Because Microsoft are fantastic.
Yeah, right.
You should be able to change your photo, your tag, anything you want as many times as you want.
I know. $10. That's crazy.
Idiots.
It's crazy. Yeah, oh, well, looks like you're stuck with Knobhead then, Eric.
Yeah, I know. Foreskin. Yes. For you, mate. That's it. You're done.
GoPro sued by Polaroid. It makes me wonder if Polaroid just brought out another camera just to get keep the patent alive. But anyway.
Yeah, or just keep the attention on Polaroid. Oh, we're suing GoPro. Oh, by the way, look at our new camera.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
It's all publicity stuff.
It's all like that, isn't it, eh?
Oh, they're shocking.
It's all like that. It's all devious and intermingled deviousness. Machiavellian shenanigans.
Oh, it is. Shenanigans.
It is. Now, GoPro is being sued by Polaroid, the camera maker, because of its cubed-shaped device. Now, here's a couple of cubed-shaped devices. CNA Marketing, which produces Polaroid cameras, said GoPro had infringed the US design patent it was granted in May. Now, both companies had recently released compact cube-shaped video cameras. So, look, I don't know. I've just shown
Come on, it's a cube, for God's sake.
Yeah, I've just shown you the Polaroid one. That's the GoPro one. Look, the GoPro looks a lot nicer and a lot more...
Yeah, it looks very broadcasty.
Now, one expert has said that the GoPro may have to find similar designs in the public domain that predated Polaroid's patent to defend its product. CNA Marketing has asked the court for damages, including all of GoPro's profit from the session camera.
Yeah,
all of
okay.
them. All of
all
them.
All right, sure.
No worries. Here it is, they say, as they push him off a cliff and say, use your GoPro. In a statement, CNA Marketing said, we've invested considerable resources in the design and development of a unique product with the Polaroid Cube. It has rounded edges. Oh, whoopee-doo. A slightly recessed lens. Wow. And a single button on top. All important design elements as used as well by GoPro for its Hero 4 session. GoPro said, in addition to developing the Hero 4 session long before a competitor announced its product or filed for a patent, the Hero 4 does not infringe the competitor's patent because its overall design is not similar and does not include specific features that are required by the competitor's patent. Whew. Wow. And, but you're probably right. It's probably all publicity, Eric. It's just...
Yeah, look, it could be.
Look, I'll show you that. This is the GoPro. That looks nice, doesn't it? It's a good one.
It does look good.
And I'll show you the Polaroid one. Looks pretty no good.
Same, but doesn't look quite the same.
It doesn't look anything like it. Isn't a camera a camera?
Like, what can you do?
I suppose some of them... Yeah, well, look, they used to have round lenses. Or, you know, round covers on the lens or round external barrels, whatever. This one's got a square one. Whoopee-doo. But anyway, that's the go. That is the go.
Right.
Hey, what?
I just finished the word for you. You said that's the go, and I just struck pro on the
oh,
end.
Oh, okay, right. Oh, your camera's gone again. We just got
it's
your...
It's going to be fine. Why?
Doesn't matter. You can just audio in.
No, there you go.
Now, people with the PC version of Batman, it's got a bug in it. So Warner what? Brothers is offering a full refund to anyone who bought the PC version of the Arkham Knight video game via the Steam gaming service. So that's pretty bad, isn't it? A video game like that, and it's been pulled. Because it just doesn't work. The offer was made because it said of issues with the game it cannot fix. It must have been died in the backside. Otherwise, they'd fix
it. Unfixable Batman. Oh, God, that's pretty slack.
Yeah, it said the offer was available to anyone, no matter how far in the game you have played. The offer comes only days after a cleaned-up version of the game was released for PC owners. Batman Arkham Knight was released in June and the PC version was pulled soon after because technical faults made it unplayable for many people. The bugs are thought to have emerged because the game was originally made for consoles. Yeah, right, so what? And later converted or ported to run on PCs. I don't know, these codes, they're pretty smart. Maybe, how's it on Windows 10? Warner Brothers recommend players have 12 gig of RAM.
Okay.
In their machine. 12
for what?
Gig.
Hang on a minute.
To run the game.
Oh, console my God. Doesn't have that much RAM.
No, how? But in the PC.
So whoever designed this, the rendering on the graphics must be so buggy and fat.
Hmm. How is
That's
that?
Terrible.
Yeah, 12 gig. That's crazy stuff.
12 gigs.
I don't have 12 gigs on my machine that I edit the videos and everything on.
The thing is, you can the Xboxes don't have 12 gigs, and the graphics on those games are unbelievable.
Yeah, so, I know.
You know, so that's a badly written program. Mm. Rubbish. Mm. Rubbish.
It's probably emulated on an emulator or something.
Exactly, but, which was on Linux box.
On Mac OS X.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, Dom's in the blab room. He's saying apparently a PC should have at least 12 gig of RAM. Well,
I don't know. Mine doesn't.
Well, that's if you want to play Batman.
Yeah, I want to play Batman, which nobody does.
No, no. You been on the Batman ride at Movie World?
I'm not sure.
I have, actually.
Yeah, the one that shoots you up in the air.
I've got 8 gig of RAM on this machine I'm talking now.
Yeah, I've got 8.
I've got eight, and I'm streaming, and I'm talking, and I'm recording, and looking at websites and checking emails. No problem.
Look, eight. I'm pretty sure I've got eight. Let me have a look. I don't think I've got more than eight, but I know in my little VM box here I've got eight, and that does me. I could probably put more in that. Oh, properties are not available. Whoa. Oh, something's gone wrong there.
Memory hassle.
Yeah, not enough RAM. Yeah. The properties aren't available. All right. Well, I won't push it, otherwise our system will crash. All right. Well, I think, how are we going for time, Eric? You're the timekeeper tonight.
It's 10:13. Oh, how long are we going for? No idea.
But I think that's going to probably do us.
Yeah, I think so.
Because I got through all my heap of stories. There's probably more even. But you just can't fit them all in, can you?
You know, GarageBand's got this thing that you can't, it goes straight to the, I can't tell how long it's been. You know, there's a little button that I'm looking for I can't find. Sorry about that. Kicked you off track there.
Yeah, I know. You can either change, yeah, it's up in that little blue box at the top in the middle. You click on something to the side of it in the blue where you must have a timer rather than a real time timer.
Right, I don't know.
But it doesn't matter. I'm sure we've run out of things to say anyway.
Yeah.
Believe it or not. All right. Yeah, so good to see the cricket back. Go Aussies.
I didn't watch it, and I don't stream the cricket. I did have a subscription to the Cricket Australia app.
Well, the only reason I sent Eric a message today, because I knew he sort of sometimes streams the cricket and the NRL in his little office there, because like where I am now, I don't have a TV. I got a TV on the other side of the wall. Yeah, so I had to turn it up really loud.
So you're going povo.
Yeah, I need to get a little small TV in my new office here.
Rob, yeah, you should. They're really cheap now. You get a 32-inch for about $400.
But so I'd have to put it behind me, which is no. But and what I wanted to do was just, I got me Mac, which is right to the right of me, and I've got a screen.
It off that.
Yeah, and I could just keep an eye on things there. But I'm going to have to think.
You know
about
what you
that.
Could do. You know what you could do?
What?
Get a little table next to you somehow, and then an extension or table or another something.
I could do that.
Get a 32-inch screen and plug your T-box into it.
Yeah, I could do that.
That would work.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't even have to be a TV. Yes, it would work.
Yeah.
See, that's one of the sad things this week, you know, with the T-box's demise.
I know, they're getting rid of it.
Yeah. Sure. There's not many contraptions around that you can record free-to-air TV with.
Mm.
There's what can you go and buy off the shelf? Nothing really. Oh, DVD recorder.
DVRs. Yeah, they're rubbish.
But you know.
Now the T-box you can, because the T-box you don't have to plug it into a TV. You can plug it into a monitor.
Well, it's HDMI.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm.
And then you plug that cable it in, and you're laughing, and it's right there. Volume up, off you go.
Hit me. All right.
You're done.
You follow the cricket, Shane?
I'll have it on and you know, I do other stuff and I'll look at the score every now and again. I'm probably more of a fan of one days. I don't like 2020 too much because that's too.
I reckon 2020 is a bit of a circus.
Yeah.
Tests can be a little bit long, even though I don't mind them. But yeah, I'm the 50 over. Probably better for me.
I used to like, well, I still do like the one days, but, you know, I just really like just chilling out in front of the
test
match.
A good test is good, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what tests I like watching? Australia versus England.
Oh, yeah, well, that's the...
Love the Ashes.
Yeah, that's the mother of all tests.
That's the original and the best.
Yeah, that's right. Of course, that's right. That is the best. Australia and New Zealand's not bad.
And I like how the Poms play cricket.
Yeah.
You know, they're very civilised.
Badly.
Yeah, badly. Well, they beat us last time.
I know. We can't speak there, can we? But we've turned the corner since then.
Oh, hopefully. We hope.
Yeah. All right. Let's wrap this thing up. You can find us on facebook.com/AussieTechEds or youtube.com/AussieTechEds. You can email us at Shane, Glenn, or Eric at AussieTechEds.com.au. Don't forget the AussieTechRadio.com, 24/7 back-to-back Aussie and New Zealand tech shows, all there for you in a nice little shoutcast rotund manner. Or rotisserie, back-to-back, 24/7. New episodes every Friday. The paper, aussietechheads.com.au/paper. And what else is there? The Aussie Mac Zone. Don't forget, no episode of Aussie Mac Zone this week. Michael's a bit crook, but he'll be back next week. That little bird told me. So next week he'll be well, and he'll have his teeth fixed, so he'll be back next week. And the Obsidian Loft and the Old Fart Geeks, they've been on a bit of a hiatus. Will's been having babies. Well, his wife has, and so forth. And yeah, as you heard, he's in Evan's Head. Evan's Head. My goodness. I know. He loves it down there. With a baby.
But I'm assuming his wife and child isn't with him.
They would be. I know. I'm going to have to inquire.
You don't make a baby out of hospital and straight down on a holiday, a week old.
I'm going to have to inquire. Well, you could probably do it. It'd be hard work, I reckon.
Camping with a baby.
Yeah. Well, I don't say they're camping. They might have a van or a cabin or something. I don't know.
What do we think about the whole concept of separate holiday? Like, you know, your missus going away by herself and you're back home with the kids or vice versa?
Look, if it's unavoidable, that's not a problem.
Yeah.
I've done it and my wife's done it. Doesn't happen often. For the most part, we travel together. But if she wants to go on a break with her girlfriends, yeah, see you later. Off you go.
Yeah, if it's something like that, yeah. We don't tend to have too many holidays, but when we do, we go together. Like, I'll have time off when Kim hasn't got time off. So, like, we have time off at separate times, but we sort of don't go anywhere. But, I'm with you, Eric. If she wants the girls...
You want to go to the girls, that's fine. I go to the Grand Prix in Singapore every now and again with the fellas.
That's all right. Yeah. Where do you want to go, Shane? Playboy Mansion.
I'm on the short list.
That brothel in the States where that guy collapsed. What's his name?
Oh, yeah, the basketballer.
Yeah, the basketballer.
What happened to him?
Oh, he went on a bender and he got into a coma and brain damage.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Exactly. He's finished. Brain damage gone.
Yeah, he's brain damage. I don't know how he's recovered, but he's awake, but I don't know how. Probably doesn't remember his name or how to tie his shoelaces.
Khloe Kardashian's ex, or now current, because she canned the divorce.
Well, that's only because you get more money that way from the publicity.
Yeah, he plays for the Lakers, or he played for the Lakers. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Wow. There you go, eh?
I think the only thing he's be playing now is with his food.
All right. Well, let's just end on a tech note. And thanks to Dom in the lounge. He has said, talking about T-boxes and recording free-to-air, he has got a cheap top-field box, 500 gig HD record. So good on you, Dom. Like the way to go. But I think the T-box have been underestimated, not enough love given to them, and that's why they're gone. Telstra's pulled them.
Yeah.
Pulled them, like they pull everything. Yeah, all right. So, that's it. Well, we'll see you guys next week. Are you in next week, Eric? As far as you know?
As far as I know.
Shane?
Pencil me in.
All right, I'll pencil you guys in. No worries. I'll contact me through the week or I'll contact you.
Yep.
I'll get my people to talk to your people. See if we can do it again. And, cool. All right, thanks to everyone in the lounge, the Blab Lounge. And thanks for joining us. And thanks for everyone for downloading. So until next time, go Australia in the cricket, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
See you all.